Here at the IFAJ 2013 conference, I am speaking with Owen Roberts from Canada. And Owen, what's your title with IFAJ?
I'm the vice president of IFAJ.
And you gave your report today talking about how some of the things that you've done over the last year to increase communications, increase awareness of IFAJ. What are some of the things that you've done?
The main thing we've done is become global. IFAJ has become a more global organization, even though it says International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. We still only have 33 countries as members, which isn't too bad. But IFAJ has made a decision to branch out, reach out to other journalists that aren't associated with IFAJ. And so that has started a bunch of programs, such as the Master Class, which brings in journalists from this year, Latin American countries. A program called Exposure for Development, which takes journalists to countries such as Uganda and Kenya that we haven't been to. And now our newsletter is being offered in French as well, mostly because we're reaching out to journalists in West Africa countries.
And you have this new organization now of Latin American journalists that just happened here tonight.
You saw the charter. There it was. And that's all it takes. A piece of paper saying we have the willpower to go forward and form a network. So that's what they've done. And they're going to have a very powerful organization here, I believe. And they just haven't quite developed it yet. As a network, and that's really what these journalists want. They want the opportunity, as other journalists have, to be able to communicate with each other. So if there's questions about certain trade issues or whatever the agricultural issue might be, they can talk to each other.
And how many, lots of different countries involved in that network?
There is. I think there's 15 countries that are signatories to it.
Wow.
So what a great opportunity for IFAJ to be associated with those journalists through that network, which is all as a result of the hard work of our Argentinian friends.
You also mentioned that you'd been in contact with the United Nations FAO.
United Nations FAO and the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists have very similar goals, which is to reach out to people in developing countries or countries that aren't particularly mainstream, I guess would be a way to say it. And so I saw FAO was embarking on a new initiative that made me think I should get a hold of them and say, hey, we have a new strategic initiative to reach out to journalists in these developing countries. Why don't we try to work together, or could we work together? So I think we're going to, and I hope when I talk to you again in another year, I can tell you about that, because it sounds promising.
Anything else you'd like to add, Owen?
No, I just want to say thanks for the coverage. It's great to see you down here, mingling with all these journalists, mingling with 200 journalists.
Yep.
Where can you get this exposure internationally besides IFAJ? So thank you, Cindy.